Welcome back into the program. It is Friday. We are at the end of yet another week. We are now 19 weeks away from the beginning of college football season, but the landscape around college football and the SEC has been anything but quiet this week. I'll recap it quickly for you in case you were staying in Turkmenistan throughout the week. Bobby Petrino, the former head coach at the University of Arkansas, is found to have had an affair or an extracurricular relationship, an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate after he had a motorcycle accident about a week and a half ago in which he sustained a significant amount of injuries. That wasn't the bad part, though. The bad part was he came back from the accident, lied to everyone about whether or not he was alone on the motorcycle. He told the athletic director, Jeff Long, that he was, and then he went in the press room and told the media that he was alone on the motorcycle when he had the accident. That was not true. He was accompanied by 25-year-old Jessica Durrell, who was or is an employee of the Arkansas Athletic Department, hired by Petrino a couple of weeks ago. What's more, it was reported that he gave her $20,000 in order to, quote-unquote, help buy a car. So Tuesday night, Arkansas Athletic Director Jeff Long made the decision to fire Bobby Petrino is the head coach of Arkansas, a man who was 34-17 overall in his time at Arkansas. That was his overall record. He had done very well for himself, clearly took Arkansas to heights to which they had not been in years and years. And Arkansas AD Jeff Long made the decision to let him go on Tuesday. Since then, more reports have come out about other women perhaps being involved with Bobby Petrino, as well as the phone records. His phone records indicate that he exchanged an obscene amount of messages between himself and Durrell and himself and other women. There was a 26-year-old champion of the Miss Motorcycle Mania, whatever that is. He's big on motorcycles in Arkansas that he was also involved with. At least his phone records indicate that he was. Petrino then released a statement outlining that he was sorry for what had gone on. He said that he has nobody to blame but himself and that he's going to try to repair the relationship with his family and his wife. Don't know if that's possible at this point, of course, for Petrino, but he at least has one thing right. There is no one to blame but himself. A very ugly exit, yet again. He had one at the Falcons, very similar, and not with the same scandal, of course, but not a happy exit at Atlanta. And now a very unseemly departure from the University of Arkansas after being fired by Jeff Long. And there are a couple of questions, of course, that this raises. Where can Bobby Petrino go now? And where will Arkansas go now? I think that's the bigger question, of course, that we want to know. Where does Arkansas go? Who do they hire in the wake of Petrino? Joined, as always, by David Sears on Fridays. And David, this is one of those situations that, once again, not like anything we've ever seen before. Talk a little bit about it.
I am just absolutely astonished with everything that has happened this week. I mean, you've seen absolute craziness with the Bobby Petrino situation coming to a full head, then the Ozzie Guillen comment, and then, of course, you've got the insanity that has been uniform gate at Missouri, which they're coming out today, or this Friday. It's just so much stuff going on. Plus, Tiger just chokes at the Masters, and Phil chokes at the Masters. And
Bubba wins.
I know. It's ridiculous. Bubba finally gets his thing.
Well, the General Lee will be showing at the Masters next year, I heard.
Oh, I guarantee you, he's going to have like fried chicken and collard greens and RC Cola and moon pie for dessert. So.
Well, talk about
I love Bubba Watson.
This Petrino situation, as we move on, and you know, I just think it reminds me eerily of someone who lives in Jupiter, Florida, and calls himself Tiger. As we find out more and more, and there's another woman after another woman, more text messages after more text messages, and I think another interesting part of this is the volume of messages he had on weeks like the Alabama game, Vanderbilt game, the Ole Miss game, the Troy game, all four of which were really bad games for Arkansas. If you remember, they barely beat Ole Miss. They were the only team all year that did that. Should never have beaten Vanderbilt. They lucked out in that one. Troy, they won by 10 points. And, of course, Alabama, they were creamed 38-14. So I think he was distracted. I think that's a fair statement.
The thing that gets me is when you go through, you see video and picture messages, and you're just like, oh, because you know what he's probably getting on those if he's having sexual relationships with these women. And it is just, it's amazing the amount of text messages he has sent.
It's obscene.
People. And it's like, why not do this on a burn phone? At least get a burn phone to do this. I mean,
well, why are you out riding a motorcycle also? The whole thing here was ill-conceived by Bobby Petrino. Of course, when you're in a position of power like that, with the media the way it is today, it'd probably be found out. I think this is a message to all coaches and all political figures and all people in power who are thinking about this with Twitter and Facebook and people with iPhones and iPads and video cameras everywhere. It's probably not a good idea to do this kind of thing, but still, to go on a motorcycle in the middle of Arkansas, and it just makes no sense.
Motorcycles aren't exactly the best way of being inconspicuous. And if you want a lot of attention, that's a great way to do that.
Well, let's talk about where Arkansas goes now. There have been several names mentioned in connection with the job. Garrick McGee, the local coach here at, I'll say local coach, he used to be the offensive coordinator at Arkansas. Now he's the head coach at UAB. Personally, I don't think he'll be the one. I really just don't see them hiring a coach at UAB. But if I were Garrick McGee, and I've heard several writers here in Birmingham talk about, would he leave? Well, of course he would. Who wouldn't leave UAB? I mean, why would you want to be at UAB? Gus Malzahn has also been named. I do not think there's any way Arkansas will hire a coach away from Arkansas State. Charlie Strong at Louisville, Art Briles at Baylor, Gary Patterson at TCU. Even Bo Pelini, head coach at Nebraska's name, has been brought up. Personally, I think it would be better served of Arkansas to hire an interim for now and wait until after the season, a la Ohio State, and it worked out pretty well for them.
The interim way to go is probably the best way to do it. If you're absolutely panicked about having a head coach for the long term, I think Garrick McGee would be the best way to go. He's familiar with Bobby Petrino's offense. He was the offensive coordinator, so you wouldn't have to adjust too much to that. The defense, he's pretty much be able to keep the whole defensive staff in place. It would probably be a decent fix. I don't know how long term it would be. They were talking yesterday on Jocks about how the UAB coaching job has basically been a dead-end job. You never go forward. You only go backwards or unemployed. So there's no real benefit in being UAB's head coach, and everyone believes they could be the one that turns it around, but history is working against you, so this may be a way for Garrick McGee to get out before he gets got. So I could see him jumping on that if they offer it. But I think the smartest thing for Arkansas to do would just name an interim coach, suffer through this season much like Ohio State did last year, and try to get a big name in the next year's silly season.
Well, last week, I think this is a reason why everybody should listen to the Bun Sports Show on BunSports.com. You and I both called him being fired from Arkansas, but Petrino would be fired. So now, with that in mind, Sears, I ask you the question, who's Arkansas going to hire?
Right now, from what I understand, it will probably be Garrick McGee. He has.
And you think this is now or after the season?
I think this is relatively soon.
Okay.
Because I really believe they want to have some stability in the program. I really believe that Arkansas likes Garrick McGee. He was a good guy there for them. He does have a bit of a history when he was he had a DUI at one school, I forget which one,
yeah,
when he was an assistant coach, but I don't think he's done anything since then.
I think it was Arizona State.
I really think Garrick McGee for that job, because I think it's something Arkansas would be familiar with and they'd be comfortable with that. It would be a comfortable hire.
Well, if they're looking for, you know, I think they need somebody of high moral character. All we hear is that Mark Richt's a nice guy, so maybe they should hire him.
I very much doubt Mark Richt would leave that, but, oh, good night. It's the SEC for you. It's absolute craziness.
I don't know if Steve Spurrier has any interest in the job, but apparently he had interest in making some waves yesterday. Oh, you know, Steve's bored out in Columbia, so he needs something to talk about. So he started opening up to Chris Lowe of ESPN, taking pot shots at several coaches around the SEC, and we'll read some of them here. His thoughts on Georgia-South Carolina game. Of course, it's moved from the second week of the year to the sixth week in the middle of the season. His thoughts on that, I don't know, he said. I sort of like playing them in the second game because you could always count on them having two or three key players suspended. Nice little shot there at Mark Richt. His thoughts on Nick Saban in Alabama, he said he's got a nice little gig going, but he's like John Calipari. He tells guys, hey, 3 years from now you're going to be a first-round pick and go. If he wants to be the greatest coach or one of the greatest coaches in college football, to me, he has to go somewhere besides Alabama and win because they've always won there at Alabama. And while that might be true, Steve, you realize he coached at Michigan State and Louisiana State, Toledo?
He has coached at other places. He before Mike D'Antonio, he was the best coach Michigan State had had in a while, basically since the 60s when Michigan State was a professional player. Saban helped to build that program, then D'Antonio's taken it to a whole new level. So I think he's got a lot going on that's very successful. He's shown he's been successful everywhere else. The only place he didn't succeed was the NFL, which, oh, by the way, neither did Steve Spurrier.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Saban will be able to go down as one of the greatest head coaches in college football. He's at three national championships right now. He has potential to get one or two more. Three would be amazing if he got three more in the next however many years he coaches. I think he's got 5-6 years left in him.
I guess Spurrier is in the place now where he feels like all the other coaches, his peers, should coach at a place like South Carolina because he hates it so much. But here's what he said on who's the best coach in the SEC. He said, I think it's Saban. Really? That's a good conclusion to come to there, Steve. He's considered the best. Les Miles is considered one of the best when you look at number of wins. I believe you're as good as your record. You are whatever your record is. Don't give me any excuses or that you can't win at a place. And he goes on to, I won't read it, but he goes on to praise Will Muschamp, talk about what he has done at Florida. And he also says that he was inherited a royal mess at Florida. So I think you could call that a shot also at the current coach of Ohio State, Urban Meyer. So Steve Spurrier, full of spring goodies.
I think there was a mess, per se, at Florida, but I don't think it was completely Meyer's doing. I think some of it was the recruits didn't pan out, and that is just the luck of the draw with recruiting. You never know if the recruits will pan out.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly going to give a free pass to Will Muschamp, but I do think he inherited some trouble.
Well, just when you thought that this week couldn't get any crazier with SEC coaches, Gene Chizik, the head coach at Auburn, was subpoenaed to testify in the armed robbery trial of course, former Auburn football player Antonio Goodwin. As they continue that trial, I won't get into the minutia of that, but there's a coach on the stand, there's a coach fired for having a Tiger Woods-like affair, and of course, Steve Spurrier is up to his usual antics. Next week, we will feature Nick Saban and Les Miles and the rest of the gang.
Dude, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the various A-Days and spring games that will be happening these next few weeks. I'm pretty pumped. It's getting there. And then after this football fix, of course, we have that long dry spell until July when we get SEC Media Days.
A lot of stuff happening this weekend, a lot of spring games. You're right. So we'll continue to cover them and chronicle them here on the Bun Sports Show on BunSports.com. Well, anything else breaks on the Arkansas situation, of course, you can find it here at BunSports.com. You can also find it on Twitter at Twitter.com/BunSports, Twitter.com/JacobBun, and even Sears will tweet it as well at Twitter.com/David_Sears75. And, of course, his blog. You don't read it, you need to. It's good. He has some great thoughts on Petrino and all of the other sports stories making national headlines right now. It's the David Sears Experience.blogspot.com, and he's got some good stuff on there as always. Well, Sears, another fantastic show, and we'll talk again next week. And I don't even want to speculate on what might happen between now and our next program.
I'm looking forward to it much, Jacob.
We will see you on Monday. Everyone have a nice weekend. Enjoy this weather. It is beautiful outside. It's a wonderful spring weekend. Take care. Enjoy. Be safe.